This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. The state has released a damning report into the patterns and practices of the Aurora Police and Fire Departments, finding both are violating the rights of residents. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 118-page report condemns numerous policies and practices, finding the departments are violating both state and federal law. It concludes APD takes a racist approach to policing at times, and officers routinely use excessive force. Investigators also found fire department EMTs have been inappropriately administering ketamine to people being arrested. The investigation was sparked by the death of Elijah McClain after officers attempted to violently arrest him 2 years ago. It was made possible by a new state law passed in the wake of George Floyd's killing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado business leaders are getting ready for President Biden's vaccine mandate for companies with at least 100 workers to take effect. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The details of Biden's plan are still being finalized. The Boulder Chamber of Commerce says response from its members has been mostly positive. A federal mandate provides a legal framework, so companies don't have to worry about it. But other business organizations are less enthusiastic. The Denver Chamber of Commerce says it supports a local approach for businesses wrestling with the question of whether to mandate vaccines. Colorado Public Radio will be subject to the president's vaccine mandate. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Sunny skies across Colorado today. In Metro Denver, highs in the upper 80s. For Vail, the upper 70s. And around Grand Junction, about 90 degrees. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. More news online at cpr.org.